There are some things in life we can do without. Rejection is one of them. Nobody likes to be rejected. It can make one feel unworthy or useless. It can produce loneliness and discouragement and can hinder us from trying again. I wish I could tell you that rejection is removed with salvation. But that's not the case. Rejection is part of life, and each must deal with it at different times. Maybe several times, too many times. Well, the believer can find comfort knowing God has not rejected them and He has a plan for their life. Let's consider the day David lost his job. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 18, we'll begin reading in verse 5. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul sent him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it came to pass, as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul, with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played, and said, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, They have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day forward. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. And David played with his hand, as at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. And Saul was afraid of David, because the Lord was with him, and was departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from him, and made him his captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people, and David behaved himself wisely in all his ways. And the Lord was with him. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, because he went out and came in before them. Let's talk about the person in our passage. David, the youngest son of Jesse and the future king of Israel. At this point, David had already been anointed as the next king of Israel. He was invited into the palace due to his musical abilities. There he played for King Saul and eventually became one of his assistants. David stood up to the Philistine giant Goliath when nobody else would, and with God's power conquered the giant and attained a great victory for Israel. David was an instant hero. He was brought to the palace and promoted to a position of leadership. David excelled. He behaved wisely, successfully led the army to victories, and won the hearts of the people. The only one that was displeased was King Saul, the man David answered to. He was not angry with David as much as he was upset with David's success and popularity. King Saul was jealous. And that brings us to the problem. We find, first, rejection. David played for Saul. in order to comfort his soul. This was nothing new. In fact, this had been done many times before. It's why David was first called to the palace. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, we read in verse 14, "But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servants said unto him, Behold, now an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on an harp, and it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto his servants, Provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants, and said, Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse, and said, Send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread, and a bottle of wine, and a kid, and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul, and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor-bearer." This tells us that David trusted the king of Israel. He had no reason not to. But on this occasion, David's music was ineffective. It didn't work. Unlike before, the music did not comfort the king and provided no peace. Out of anger, Saul launched a javelin at David, hoping to kill him. Saul did this twice. Confirmation that it was not an accident. By the way, he should have killed David. Saul was a man of war, and David but a few yards away. It was by God's grace that David was spared. But with his actions, Saul declared war on David. David would leave the palace and not return until he was king. It would be several years before that would occur. Until then, he would live on the run like a criminal and make his home in the wilderness. David's life took a drastic turn due to this rejection. It hurts to be rejected, but even more so when it is done by someone trusted and respected. We can only wonder what was going through David's mind at this time. Now, let's consider revenge. Looking to harm one that has offended you. Notice, David did not go get his slingshot and fire off a stone at the king. And at this point, Saul was more of a threat to David than Goliath ever was. The giant never mounted an attack, while Saul launched two spears at David, intending to take his life. The natural reaction may have been for David to fight back. We're reminded that every trial is different, and God must lead us if we are going to be victorious. What worked in one fight or trial may not work in another. David wisely allowed the Lord to lead his decisions. There is no indication David ran out and told the city about his problems. He did nothing to dishonor the king or to disrupt the nation. Why is this? We know David was not a coward. It must have been his faith in the Lord. We find this mentioned throughout his Psalms. Here are a few examples. Psalm chapter 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. And then in Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. David waited upon the Lord, and that's what must be done when rejected. Allow the Lord to fight your battles. Let him set things straight. In Romans 12, verse 19, we are told, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. God will always do what is correct when it is correct. Next thought, resignation. David was removed from the palace. In a way, he was demoted, sent out with the army to lead the soldiers in solitude. This was unfair and unjust. David did nothing to deserve this rejection. Sometimes, we can be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Not David. He was in the correct place at the correct time and did the correct thing. Yet, he was rejected. This is when it can be tempting to become careless in living. We can develop a rebellious attitude. Since I didn't get what I wanted, I'm going to do whatever I please. No, this is where we must look to God. Remember, He has a plan. And this is when we must live for God, for His glory, whether times are good or bad. We might also develop a complacent attitude. Whatever happens, happens. I don't care anymore. The result of this is to forsake our responsibilities to God and to others. Basically, you just quit. Quit living for the Lord. Quit doing what is right. Maybe even quit life altogether. I don't know what David was tempted to do, but he did not throw in the towel. He continued with the Lord and gained valuable experience. He was made a captain. And instead of remaining in the palace, he lived amongst the soldiers. And the Bible tells us he became a beloved leader. Think about that. That's exactly what a king needs to successfully lead a nation. Also, David went out amongst the people. He continued to serve the Lord, and in the process, maintained his testimony. After rejection is often when we lose our testimony. The world looks upon us and finds a lack of faith. Or the world watches and discovers hypocrisy, that we live for God in good times, but not difficult ones. It's easy to trust the Lord when all is well, but to trust Him when troubles abound, now that's a great testimony before the world. Because David lived correctly, the people admired him. There was great respect for David. We find that God was not only preparing David to be king, but also the people to look upon him as their king. And this all took place after he lost his job and was rejected. Don't dwell on rejection and allow it to convince you to quit. Go forward and look to what God has for you. Now I'd like to share with you some practical thoughts from this passage. First, when rejected, consider self. Consider self. I think the natural reaction is to place the blame somewhere else. Now that may be true, but it's important to make sure it's right. We live in a society that takes no responsibility. Everyone else is to blame for our problems. Now you can place the blame anywhere you like, but if the fault is with you, the problem will remain. It's always good to begin with self. Take an audit of your life. How, you may ask? Let's follow David's example. In Psalm 139, beginning in verse 23, we find, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Understand this, if you are sincere, God will show you your faults. If there is any pride or selfishness to be found, it will be pointed out. If there are any deceptive thoughts or schemes within the heart, they will be known. And if there is a fault found, confess your sin to God. Don't become angry or bitter. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 1, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In David's case, the rejection was not due to a fault with him. Second, when rejected, consider the situation. There can be numerous reasons why rejection occurs. Dissatisfaction of others, devious plans of an enemy, or just difficult circumstances. When rejected due to the conduct of another, or due to circumstances, you must trust the Lord to provide and be content with His will for your life. There's another reason for rejection that I would like you to consider, and that's disqualification. Like it or not, we're not qualified to do whatever we like. At times, we may not possess the skills required. That's the case. Are those skills beyond you, or can they be attained? Now, a skill beyond you might be a gift God has blessed another with, but not you. For example, not all are musically inclined, or have the ability to speak in public, or possess physical talents, or a knack for numbers. Understand, that's God's will. And unless God chooses to work a great miracle, some things are probably not going to happen. Should you be angered with God or become discouraged? No. Be content with how the Lord has made you and with the abilities He has blessed you with. This is not to discourage anyone from setting high goals, but to encourage you if you should fall short. If God has not given you certain skills or talents, it means He has something else for you, So rejection can open our eyes to reality and change our focus and direction in life. How about if a skill can be obtained? Well, with God's direction and permission, attain those skills. Educate yourself in the area of your desires. Learn a language if necessary. Get some experience. Or whatever else you may seek after. Just get to work. With time and effort, the Lord may bless. You see, rejection can challenge one to work for something. Finally, when rejected, consider your sight. Look upon the big picture. David was given a promise from God, and God's promises will be fulfilled, every single one of them. David was promised to be the king of Israel. Yes, he was rejected, lost his job at the palace, but in time, he would be blessed because the Lord remained with him. You may have been rejected in life. Rejection comes in many different forms. Perhaps like David, you lost a job. Maybe you lost a loved one or a friend. Or maybe it's rejection of a different manner. Whatever the case may be, I can tell you this. If you belong to God, He still loves you and cares for you. You have not been rejected by Him. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 13, verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Don't become discouraged. Remember, there is going to be rejection in life. We're going to fail and struggle at times. But that does not mean you're a failure or that you will never succeed. Remember, God is in control. You may face rejection today, but that does not mean the same will happen tomorrow. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. Times when you can do nothing wrong, and moments when everything will seem to fall apart. Like David, no matter what happens, remain faithful to God. In closing, rejection is not the end, and may be the beginning of something great. For David, it was another step closer to being king of Israel. It was a difficult step, but one he needed to take. So, if you've been rejected, hang in there. As David discovered the day he lost his job, rejection may not be so bad after all.